from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting the talks before the peace talks. The U.S. and Russia launched talks late Friday on brokering a ceasefire in Syria after failing to make Friday's scheduled deadline for a pause in fighting. Proximity talks, due to resume on February 25th, have now been delayed. Serbia's foreign minister says two Serbian embassy staff members held hostage in Libya since November were killed in Friday's U.S. airstrike on an Islamic State training camp in western Libya. Foreign Minister Ivica Dacic made the announcement in a news conference in Belgrade on Saturday. Dacic said they were taken hostage in November when their diplomatic convoy, including the Serbian ambassador, came under fire near the coastal city of Sabratha. Dacic said information about the two hostages' death had been given to Serbia by foreign officials but had not yet been confirmed by Libya. Defense officials in Washington said the airstrike likely killed a senior figure in the Islamic State group. Peter Cook is a spokesperson at the U.S. military headquarters.
We took this action against Sabir in the training camp after determining that both he and the ISIL fighters at these facilities were planning external attacks on U.S. and other Western interests in the region.
The U.S. had been watching the Islamic State facility for weeks. New provisional results in Uganda's controversial presidential election show President Yoweri Museveni in power for 30 years, leading with a 62% of the vote. Museveni's strongest challenger, Kizza Besigye, had 34% of the vote. Now, the U.S. and others have criticized Uganda's election process, alleging undue pressure and, in some cases, undue force by security forces on opposition candidates and their supporters. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron is set to present to his cabinet Saturday a proposed deal with the European Union that would allow Britain to stay in the 28-member bloc with special status. Mr. Cameron is also expected to announce a firm date for a referendum in which British citizens can vote to stay or leave the EU. So far, voters appear to be evenly split. The deal came after a marathon two-day EU summit in Brussels. A powerful cyclone is bearing down on the Pacific island of Fiji and its 900,000 residents. The government has declared a nationwide curfew. With the center of Cyclone Winston yet to hit the two main islands, Fiji is already being struck with winds of 220 kilometers per hour and gusts surpassing 300. International flights have been canceled and hundreds of evacuation centers have been set up. China has removed its top securities regulator, Shaogang. The move was expected following a turbulent period in China's stock market. Chao was responsible for introducing the circuit breaker designed to limit stock market losses. However, it only added to the security market volatility and was deactivated after only 4 days of use. Voters in two diverse U.S. states are deciding today which candidates they believe should represent their party in the presidential election later on this year. In the South Carolina primary, frontrunner Donald Trump spoke with reporters late Friday.
We have to vote. All these thousands and thousands of people, you have to get out and vote.
On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is trying to hold off a surge in the polls from Senator Bernie Sanders in the Nevada caucus. Friday night, Ms. Clinton urged supporters to convince caucus voters she is the right pick to take on the Republican nominee in the November election.
If they will stand with me tomorrow, I will stand and fight for them through this campaign. No matter who the Republicans nominate, the thing I want you to remember is the Republicans have been after me for years and I'm still scared.
The Nevada Democratic caucus is followed 1 week later by the Democratic primary in South Carolina. Harper Lee, the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel To Kill a Mockingbird, one of the most significant works in the history of American literature, died yesterday at the age of 89. Some of Harper Lee's fans.
To me, her legacy should be one of brilliant writing, tolerance, and To Kill a Mockingbird.
She saw a slice of life and brought it to us, part of her own upbringing, part of her way of looking at the world and what she saw and where she lived.
To Kill a Mockingbird was made into a 1962 film starring Gregory Peck. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.